Hi there, welcome to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today I'm here visiting with the fine folks from Carter Caves over in Carter County. We've got Chris Perry, the director over there, and Paul Tierney, who is one of the naturalists at the park. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's great to be back on campus.
It is a wonderful time of year. It's finally getting colder and moving into winter. Now, with you guys having a outdoor, mostly, attraction here in the region, I guess you guys are getting ready for all things winter. But first, before we get into that, you guys just finished up your annual Haunted Trail last month. Which was highly successful. I had a teenager who wasn't able to make it through line. He was very disappointed, but did get out there and try to go. And I know that you guys had a lot of people. But the main thing you did was you raised money and items for the backpack program in Carter County. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, every year we try to do some type of community project to give back to the local community that supports the park so well. And, you know, this year I threw it out there asking for suggestions, and a lot of people come back at me with the backpack program, how it feeds less fortunate kids, it sends them home with food on the weekends to where they know that they're getting something to eat through the weekend until they return to school on Monday. And people that know me know that, you know, I use the hashtag a lot doing it for the kids, and so that just kind of hit home with me. And we went with the backpack program, and we started off just going to give a $2 discount for admission to the Haunted Trail if they brought in non-perishable items. And then I was threw out there that we would have like a fishbowl set up to collect, you know, donations that people might drop their change in there as they got their tickets and such. Well, we had one of our gracious volunteers that helps us out tremendously every year call me up, and he told me, he said, "Chris, for all the money you raise, I'll match it up to $1,000. And so, you know, I was tickled to death with that, you know, donation. And I told, you know, I was just wanting to get to $2,000, you know, $1,000, and then he matched the other $1,000. And I threw it out there on social media, and just people just started rolling the money in, We did a fundraiser on Facebook as well, and we're up to over $5,000 is what we end up raising. I had people stopping me in the grocery store, just handing me $20 bills, or stopping me on the street corner. And you know, I had great, you know, some of the great politicians that are running. They also gave donations. We had school teams from East Carter softball, West Carter basketball, you know, different East Carter baseball, all contributed money to it. And you know, so it was a good community effort,
Yeah, you really couldn't go out into the community without someone mentioning something of that.
Exactly.
I mean, just random places, like you said, you had people walk up, "Oh, you guys are doing, you know, so awesome." So it worked out so well.
And you know, we ended up, the food we raised, I mean, it was, it filled an office there at the park. And, you know, we're getting ready to do a distribution with the schools and going to give them the money and all the food. And we're just looking forward to it. And it's just been heartwarming to see the outpouring of support that people have done.
Yeah.
And even though there might be certain stereotypes associated with that, I don't think a lot of people know the need for those types of things.
Exactly.
You know, we don't talk about it maybe perhaps enough, but to see the outpouring of donations, both monetary and the food, like you said, it's been very humbling. It's been amazing.
How many people did you have go through this year?
We did a little over 2,864 people this year. It's about 36 less than last year. But we had two nights that we had to cancel because of rain. So with that, you know, we were happy with those numbers, very happy, especially with the weather. I mean, Mother Nature has just killed us the last 2 months with outdoor activities that we have planned. But, you know, we've managed to get, you know, four of the six nights in, and really tickled to death. As, you know, I've told people many times, 16 years ago when I was working at the park, I can remember we used to beg people to stay in our campground. We would, you know, offer buy one, get one free just to get them there in October. And since we started the Haunted Trail, now it's, you know, you got people wanting to buy campsites on Facebook.
Yeah.
or you know, they're begging to get into the campground, begging us to put them someplace where they can just be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. I mean, and the locals that turn out from not only Carter County, but here in Round County and Lewis County and all the surrounding counties, you'll find them at our campground sometime in the month of October.
I know that there were some students from here at Morehead State that told me that they were going to travel over and work some. And
they were an awesome addition.
Yeah, they really were. We contacted several people from the drama club very early on, and I said, hey, guys, you know, this is an opportunity for you guys for us to both work together, and they did. They were able to supply people every single night that we were able to have it, and let me tell you, I think they were a much-needed addition and did a fantastic job.
Well, I heard great things, so yep. I am very glad that it went well. But speaking as weather and Mother Nature, you guys are getting ready for the winter season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you have to do? I mean, caves are technically inside.
Right. Yeah. Technically, they are inside, or at least underground.
Uh-huh. But I mean, they're cold in the summer. But so, what are you guys planning with that? Are there caves that are closed?
During the wintertime, of course, we run cave tour schedule 7 days a week. You know, almost every single day through the year. The only time that we don't run a cave tour is, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. But for any other time, you can come on New Year's Day, January 1, and you can come and go through some type of cave tour, because we have two that we offer year-round. We've got the Cascade Cave, which is probably by far our most popular, X Cave, which is very kind of a unique cave for that area. But so we've always got those going on, right? So you can come out, go on a cave tour. Trails, wow. We've got over 30 miles worth of hiking trails. And while maybe a lot of people out there don't associate hiking with the wintertime, it's still a very popular thing to do, even in the wintertime. I mean, you come to the park on a Saturday morning, and you can see the cars out in the driveway. They're in the welcome center in the parking lot, and you know that there are people out there on places like the Four Seas Trail, and they're out there hiking. So you come equipped, you know, there's still a lot to do. But what we spend a lot of our time doing this time of year is not only having those day-to-day operations, we start planning for those special events. I mean, there's not really a downtime, to be quite honest with you. Like right now, we're still working with a lot of school groups and field trips, so that always takes up a lot of our time. But for general public, we're really kind of focusing our efforts on our Winter Adventure Week in January. It's one of our largest events that we host. It's been in some way, shape, or form an event that's been going on for over 35 years. So it's been going on for a really long time. If you could think of any outdoor activity, whether it be anything like ice climbing, or just a regular just walking tour, everything in between, that's what the Winter Adventure Weekend is about. You know, survival skills, map orienteering, plant identification, tree identification, you know, you name it. There are over 200 field trips available for that weekend, which is always that last full weekend in January. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we start to really get into right now planning is for that Winter Adventure Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to hiking really quick, I know that sometimes planning to go hiking, you want to find a middle. But let's talk a little bit about the distances that you guys offer on those trails.
Mm-hmm. We've got trails of varying difficulties and lengths. You can do anything from a quarter mile walk, which, for instance, there at the Welcome Center, there's a very short trail called the Natural Bridge Trail. And most people don't realize that there are 7 natural bridges there at Carter Caves, including some of the largest in the state, some of the most unique in the state. For instance, the Natural Bridge Trail, while it's only barely a quarter of a mile walk, you can see one of the very few natural bridges in the eastern U.S. that supports a paved highway over the top of it. So it's a huge natural bridge, but geologically it's beautiful to take a look at. It's got a beautiful little stream running underneath of it. So, you know, you can do something like that, which, you know, you're not going to encounter a whole lot of mud, but it is outside. It is a trail. You know, there will be dirt. Always dress accordingly, wear proper footwear. But so you can do something like that little short quarter mile walk. Or you can go all the way up to the Carter Caves Cross Country, which is the Four Seas Trail that we offer, over 8 miles. you can go anywhere from that quarter mile all the way up to 8-9 mile trails and mm-hmm. everything in between. But again, you can go to our website, parks.ky.gov, and you can even pull up those trail maps as well. So let's say you're coming out maybe next week, but you want to kind of get an idea. You know who's coming along. You want to kind of estimate what might be the best walk for them. Go to the website, pull up the trail guides. It's going to give you a really great description, also the level of difficulty, so that kind of you can anticipate what you want to do when you get there.
Right. And we've also got horseback riding trails as well mm-hmm. that anybody that would want to bring their own horse out to ride the trails, we've got about 15 miles of horseback riding. We've also got, of course, horse camping mm-hmm. That's available year-round as well. And so, you know, if they want to come out with their horse and the family wants to go horseback riding, we've got a lot of beautiful scenery for those trail rides as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys still have horses there? Or
it's a seasonal operation mm-hmm. that usually runs between Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Right.
It's a concessionaire, but we don't have that during the wintertime,
right.
though.
I had a group, a youth group from our church. We went mm-hmm. horseback riding a few, I want to say 3 or 4 summers ago
right.
out there. And that was a really lovely little ride. And we just kind of showed up and they put us on horses and off we went. Right. And it was.
And we just recently here had some work done on that trail. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully that trail has been improved a lot for that experience
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Well, of course, now all of us are overlooking the color change right now.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I mean, on the way over here on 64, you can really, I'd say we're probably anywhere from 25 to maybe 40% color change right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely gorgeous along I-64, but also there at the park, any number of the trails, particularly the one like Smoky Lake.
Mm-hmm.
If you take any of those trails around Smoky Lake, you go out and see the beautiful swinging bridges mm-hmm. that are on those trails, but the color change right now over the next several weeks is really going to hit its peak. And I saw some beautiful, beautiful reds, crimsons, yellows, golds, I mean, oranges.
Mm-hmm.
So right now would be the time, if you love getting out and looking at that color change, right now is going to be the next best opportunity to do that is over the next couple weeks.
And, you know, also onto the trails, you know, we've got established a rock climbing area now and rappelling area. You know, we're the only park in the system that allows rock climbing and rappelling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the area that we have that, which is located in between behind our cottage area, you know, that's going to be some of the most beautiful scenery you're going to look at while you're rock climbing and such. So, you know, no longer have to drive all the way to Red River Gorge
right.
when it's just 20 minutes away
mm-hmm.
at Carter Caves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easily accessible. Right off, just a few miles off 64
exactly.
Exit and hop off there, and it's a great trip. I remember as a young child, we used to travel up from Johnson County
mm-hmm.
and make a day or two of it. My brother was in Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm.
and we used to come to the Boy Scouts crawl-a-thon, maybe?
Crawl-a-thon, that's what is now Winter Adventure.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we would come, but we would come up as a family,
right.
And do it all together.
Well, you know, speaking of the Boy Scouts, we've also just recently added a new camping area that we are going to push towards Boy Scouts. We took a section of the old golf course that the state had shut down 2 years ago, and we have developed an area that the scouts can come and have their, you know, big campouts and things like that. Had one scout group come in and build a big new fire ring in that area, and I think they'll really enjoy that area of scouting. It kind of takes them out of the campground,
mm-hmm.
and it's off to themselves, and you know, they can do their scouting
a little
projects.
More primitive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More, yeah.
And you don't have opportunities that are both in the wilderness and convenient, but close enough to town or close
right.
enough to
yeah.
The centers of where you guys work to make it easy and safe for
right. yeah.
young
but I, and I also think you touched on an important thing about the family. You know, you remember when you were younger and your
mm-hmm.
family coming, and I was the same way. You know, I grew up in the area, and I would see all these families. Now, I worked at another state park for a certain time, and many of the families that I grew up with seeing at Carter Caves started bringing their children to not only Carter Caves, but getting out and seeing other state parks as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even being back at Carter Caves, I still see a lot of those same families,
yeah.
some of which have been coming for 40 years or more, and they're bringing their grandchildren here now. And
mm-hmm.
and that's I think that's one of the things that makes Carter Caves in this area is so special. It's always been a kind of a family thing to do.
And it's a classic fun.
Oh yeah.
That you don't really have to worry about content issues if you're going out into wilderness. There's not going to be anything that's too controversial or scary when you're visiting a cave or hiking on a trail. You get to see so much of the beautiful nature that we have here in Eastern Kentucky. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
Come to the 34th Annual Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st, inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 vendors of handmade arts and crafts, home accents, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. Admission is just $3. Presented by the Kentucky Folk Arts Center and Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. Come to the Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair in Moorhead, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st.
And we're back here on Open Mic, Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're here with Chris Perry and Paul Tierney from Carter Cave State Resort Park over in Carter County. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, Chris, we've talked a little bit about all the outside stuff, but there's one thing, and I see your Facebook, and this is something you're particularly proud of, and that is the food.
Yes.
Because the food at Carter Caves, if you haven't had the opportunity to go and have a meal out there, it is phenomenal. So tell us what's happening there at the restaurant.
Well, coming up, of course, in November, we'll have our Thanksgiving buffet. Mm-hmm. It'll run all day from 12 to 8. You know, the chef and her staff is already preparing for that, planning and getting stuff ready for that. And, you know, we'll probably feed 600-700 people that day. And you know, it's always a great meal. And then, you know, as we go into our winter season, of course, we put into our winter operations. And what that means is probably right after the Christmas party season, we will kind of start shutting down on Monday, Tuesdays in the dining room. Just gives us a chance to get kind of caught up, get some deferred maintenance done and such as that on those days. And so the dining room won't be open on the Monday and Tuesday, possibly even the Wednesday, just depending on what the business looks like.
Right.
However, the dining room will be open on the weekends, serving the meals. I generally through the summer and spring and fall, we do buffets on Fridays and Saturdays. But as we go into the winter season, that will be based on business. Right. Whether or not we do a buffet on Friday and Saturday. But however, we will always have the Sunday buffet, which operates from 11:30 to 3 every Sunday. And, you know, the chef and her crew, like I said, do an excellent job on that Sunday buffet. And we love seeing the locals coming out and, you know, just taking a drive into the park, you know, to enjoy the good meal there. And
now, it's also my understanding that Santa is...
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be visiting here over the next
couple. It's hard to believe we're already thinking about
tell
Santa,
me about
but he's right around the
exactly.
corner.
Exactly. Last year, we started an event with Santa, made some arrangements with him. We'd give him a cottage if he'd come stay with us.
Nice.
And do a breakfast with Santa, and that was a huge success last year. We'll be doing that again this December. I believe it's December 15th.
Yeah.
And what we do is we give the folks and kids an opportunity to have pictures made with Santa, and then Santa comes down and eats breakfast with the kids. And it was a great event.
Yeah, it was. I just to see so many families turn up and just how excited they were and the pictures. Yeah, it was a really, really neat experience.
Now, do people need to make reservations for that? I mean, he's in high demand.
Right. we didn't take reservations last well, I believe we did take reservations, to be honest. Yeah, cause, so we kind of know how many to prepare for and to schedule the pictures and things like that. But, yeah, we'll be putting that information out on our Facebook here soon. If anybody doesn't follow us, feel free to follow us on Facebook because that's generally where we put a lot of our information out on. And, yeah, you will need reservations with breakfast with Sam.
Oh, you should see the spread that the chef puts out for breakfast. I mean, it was absolutely amazing what she had put out last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that again.
Sometimes it's all about the snacks. You just have to be really excited about good food and good wholesome family fun and entertainment.
Right.
I wanted to go back a little bit and talk a little bit more about the Winter Adventure Weekend because I know people are hesitant to be outside when mm-hmm. it's cold. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of really great things. Last year, what was your biggest draw? Was there a particular one that, okay, we're capping out, no more people can participate in this? It seemed like everything sold out last year. But
a lot of it did sell out last year. That's why as the website comes up, winteradventureweekend.com, you need to get on there as soon as humanly possible, which actually should be up here over the next couple of weeks or so, should be up and running, and you need to start putting in your what you want to do, looking at all the summaries and start selecting those. We ask you to pick backups as well. Mm-hmm. But as far as the most popular, wow. Any of our rope programs are very, very are highly sought after. We do something called Down for Dummies, which if you have never spent any amount of time on a rope in any way, shape, or form, that naturally would be one of your best choices if you want to get some type of rappelling or some type of rope work. We do Up for Idiots, and while they are amusing names that we use, they really give someone who has absolutely zero experience a chance to get on rope and experience it for the first time. Mm. And now I say that, we have people who come back year after year who now help us out with those programs because that's where they got started, is they got started on those basic ones like that. So the rope programs are always very, very popular. The cave tours, the crawling tours are extremely popular. Some of the caves that we go into, we have special permission to go in there. And any other time, you would never be able to go in there any other time other than at the Winter Adventure Weekend. So
really?
It's very exclusive to be able to go on those cave tours during that time. Whether it be something as simple as a walking tour or something as long as, say, like a Batcave Extreme crawl, which you spend 4 or 5 hours underground crawling on your hands and knees. Now, I can tell that by the way that you're looking at me that that's something that absolutely terrifies you.
That's a big nope for me.
But there are a lot of people out there who go, absolutely, yes, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And we give you those opportunities. Now, the good thing about going outside and spending outside, yes, it could potentially be cold that weekend, but Chris always has a very nice warm fire going on in the lobby of the lodge, so you can go out for those hour and a half long walks, come back into the lodge and have you some hot cocoa or a hot cup of coffee there next to the fire. So, and that is another special event to where you see kind of the camaraderie and that family time, and really the trips are a great part of that, but it's really having all those people together is a large part of it as well.
And I've never seen an event at the park where people want it to snow.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, you know, weather is a factor of our events, whether they take place or not.
Right.
But snow will not cancel this event unless, you know, it makes it a safety reason.
Yeah, unless of unforeseen circumstances.
Right. But, you know, they get disappointed if it's, you know, we had one year where it was 60 degrees on a winter venture, and they were, I mean, people were just disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanted it to snow. And it snowed one year. It snowed like 8 inches that morning. And I'm there at 4 o'clock in the morning with a snowblower. Trying to clear the sidewalks off because I'm afraid everybody's going to fall on the sidewalk. But they were like, quit moving that snow. We want this snow.
We want the snow.
Yeah.
It's winter adventure. That's right. What we're looking for.
See, last year, if it snows one flake, we all look at each other and go, aha, it's official. It's winter adventure weekend. We got snow.
We got snow. Mm-hmm. Well, I do hope that people will go online. We just got a few seconds left. Give us the website for where and how we can go online and find out more about that and the other wonderful things that are happening.
You'll want to go to parks.ky.gov and look up Carter Caves. We'll have all our special events. And for that winter adventure weekend coming up, winteradventureweekend.com.
All right. Well, Paul Tierney, Chris Perry, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you, our listeners, next Friday.